television will have an operating system that's built into it, right? So yeah. Like the Samsung operating system is its own thing. It's like an Android-based TV OS. TCL, as an example, which is a television that I have, has the Roku operating system built in, of which these operating systems have app stores. So you download right. all the applications that you want. So as an example, you download the Hulu app, or you download the Apple TV app for the operating system. You download the Netflix app, you download the whatever app, YouTube TV. It's all, you download it, and then your TV directly connects to a 4K source. And it's fantastic.
Nick, I got to say, that was your best song yet.
It was, yeah. Wasn't it? It was.
Yeah.
TV talk. TCL. Yeah.
This has been going on for like 20 minutes.
We had to just go live because they.
And Jack's been bitching about it for 19 of those 20 minutes.
I've had questions.
That's what I like about my LG right now. Like I said, it's probably 4 to 5 years old right now, but I've got everything, every app. I've got Hulu on it. I've got Amazon on it. I've got everything. So I just click, open the app, and I'm good to go on the TV. And so that's what I wanted. Like, I wanted something that's going to have like Apple TV I don't know how to get Hulu live yet, but that's what something I'm going to do in the future. Just because you get like all your main channels, like you get your ABC, CBS, all your news network, you get the basic ones you'd want, you know, at AMC without having to buy cable. You know, it's like,
That's what I do with YouTube TV.
Yeah. So it's one of those, there's like five that you can subscribe to, but you know, Hulu TV I think is like $60 a month, but you're getting like a crap ton of channels.
Yeah, it's the same thing with that with YouTube TV.
Okay,
same
idea. I'll look up YouTube TV too.
No, but the moral of the story is you don't necessarily need to buy an extra peripheral to make that shit happen.
Yeah.
The TVs you buy nowadays, I gave you one example, the TCL with the Roku operating system will do that. Most of them will. So I'm just most familiar with the Roku operating system, and then obviously the Apple TV.
Where do you get the TCL TV?
Like, I bought mine at Best Buy.
That's what I was wondering if they had it at Best Buy, because most of the time you just see the ones on the wall that are like Sony, Samsung, LG.
If you guys follow this with Star Wars talk, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So did you guys check the Bad Batch? Oh my god!
But I'll tell you though, I mean, they are a fairly new, as in like within the last like few years of they're kind of like what Vizio was 15 years ago. Like they're the up and coming, and then they were the most moderately priced.
I'm back.
And then now TCL's come around, which I believe is an acronym for the Creative Life. I believe it's what it's for. But they are very moderately priced in comparison to their competitors. The actual picture is beautiful, and I've had nothing but great luck. I've got two of them, and they're awesome.
So anyway, what led this on for everyone out there, because no one else, the other hosts know this because it happened mid last week. But if you remember a couple episodes ago, I was talking about how I found this house that I really wanted down in Loveland
County. Hold on a second. We all really wanted.
Yeah. Yes. We all really wanted the house.
Yes.
This was the Ramble Cast.
It was a bidding war amongst the four of us, you know, and none of us could afford it. After the bids got so high, we're like, oh my God, who can afford it now? So anyhow, if you guys remember out there, my dad ended up kind of costing me the house because he was trying to underbid the guy, and I lost. And that was it. And I was like, well, looks like I'm not getting a house anytime soon. Well, last Tuesday or Wednesday, it pops back up.
We're getting to this point already in the show.
I know. It was because we're talking about TVs, and that's what kind of led us on. I was like, because that's what was the question about.
Did
I was like,
you want to save that for last? All right, well, stop talking.
No, this is a. Yeah. So, anyway, it popped back up on Zillow, and I was like, what the hell? You know, and I had first reservation if something fell through, and then sure enough, we found out that the guy who bought it did not tell his lender that
you
he had,
need a better real estate agent.
No,
he you actually, should not he, have he, learned no, from no, Zillow.
He contacted me roughly at the same time. Like, you know, it popped up like at 9 o'clock that morning. He was like, you know, like, and then that's when he basically texted me. And he's like, hey,
like he called you 3 weeks later.
Yeah. Anyhow, it doesn't matter because it's done deal now. But anyway, the guy who originally bought it had a foreclosure on his record and did not tell his lender. And so the lender backed out. And so then they couldn't sell the house. And so it went up, and then they remembered also that I had put in a bid on it, and so I basically like immediately was like, oh, here you go, like I'll bid it right now, and they're like, okay, well, there's no point in us putting it back up and like spending all the money to do that shit, like it's yours. And I was like, oh, yeah,
buddy.
I know when you sent us the, I was so excited.
Dude, I'm going to go ahead and share this with the listeners right now.
Super pumped. And by the way, wildly fucking jealous. Like, this place is sick.
Let me tell you about, like, the picture that's up right now.
Oh, sure. Let me go back to it. Yeah.
So the guy who owned the house, he's lived there since 86.
That one Brit is dangerous, though.
He's lived there since 86, and he's an electrical engineer. He's a retired electrical engineer. That right there, that porch, he made that. That roof right there. The little scales, he made that. That's a design that he did. And it's all electrical. So there's a little switch on one of those posts that if I'm sitting there and I want the sun hitting me, I can leave it open like that, or I can hit a button and it will close it all to where it's a solid metal sheet.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Nope. And not only that, there's misters all around it that's connected to the main wire. I just found
this out last night.
Yeah, there's misters. So like I can sit there and just have like a nice little spritz, you know, while I'm sitting on the back porch.
I am so jealous.
It's things that he was showing me that he was geeking out.
We don't want that.
He was geeking out about all this stuff he was showing me that I didn't even know about. And I was like, oh my God. Dick. Like, it just made the purchase even more like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yes. You know? So and good.
He had like, you could tell he was like a super, super technical geek. Like, he was showing me like, oh, like you notice where the washer is, where the washing machine will be. So there's two exit poles. There's two exit holes here. So in the summertime, like you put the water waste here, and it will feed all the aspens on this side of the house. And you put it here in the wintertime. That way, it just goes to the city of Loveland. I'm like, okay. He goes, then on the other side of the house, the air conditioner, the excess condensation of that will come out and feed these trees over here. And like he had worked all of this shit out over 30 something years living there. Like, and everything is just it's crazy.
Place is dope.
Yeah.
My wife said, Cindy said, that house is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was jealous.
Yeah. So, Nick, question. So, what all is included within it? Are they including appliances?
No. Yeah, all the appliances except for the washer and dryer.
Is that chair included?
I actually, this is the one thing that it didn't make me mad, but it was one thing that I was disappointed with. So, the guy who originally bought it told them he did not want any of the furniture. So, so when I got there, he actually, the owner, they've already moved to Oregon. And the owner came to show that guy the house. Like, oh, like, and was going to show him everything he showed me. Like, oh, here's how you do all these electrical things. Here's how you do these things. And so when I got there, I was going to ask him, like, hey, like, is there any furniture you don't want? Is there any furniture I can buy from you? It's like, you know, all this, and he already had it all boxed up. And so that's when I asked him, I was like, oh, man, I was really going to ask if you wanted to, you know, sell me anything. He's like, I wish I'd have known that. He goes, I've already boxed it all up, and the movers are coming tomorrow.
A dick.
This looks like the house that Colt Seavers had in The Fall Guy.
Yeah, it totally does. That's awesome. It? Yeah.
I don't know if Heather Thomas comes with that.
Go back to the backyard photo for a second. Like,
yeah,
dude, the backyard, I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful backyard. But this also goes to show what a fucking camera filter can do.
Oh, hell yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, for sure.
How many snakes are you going to have there?
I don't know. Like, there is snakes in that area because
you don't want this chair. This is a penis chair.
Yeah, it's true.
It looks comfy though.
It's got bunk tips.
That's the guest bedroom.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't get the main bedroom when I.
Did I not?
I did a little show prep and I uploaded some photos. Well, you did.
That's the living room. Yeah,
I just didn't download all of
that. This place is insanely nice, man. Dude, seriously, when in the wintertime, this place is gonna be like that cozy fucking badass pad.
I heard that there's a 28-year-old snow bunny nearby.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm super stoked for you, man. This is so nice.
What about bears? Any bears?
No, because I'm in the city, so it's
bears
not.
Eat beets.
No bears. Like, I did notice some deer scat, and I said, like, oh, like, do you get deer in the yard? And he went,
deer scat? Is that shit?
Deer shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And he said, oh, and then he took me out in the backyard, and there was a little – so everything west of the property line is open space, so it's all owned.
Bring up the pictures again?
I mean, maybe for the people who are watching live. Oh. But so everything west is open space. So it's City of Loveland hiking area. So I know nothing is ever going to be developed there, but I'm on the edge of a mesa and it's all rock. And then there's a spot right on the right side of the property that actually has like a little staircase that goes down into the trails, the hiking trails.
Oh, really?
And that's where the deer come up in the winter time to eat. He said, oh, all you have to do, and he showed me, he said he had everything worked out. He has like this pole. He's like, you put the pole over that little stepping area and the deer won't come up. And I was like, oh, okay.
Is this your backyard?
This is the backyard, yeah. So that's basically the edge. I mean, that's a picture I took. You know, it was like
is that kind the of Oregon like, Trail going through there?
It was kind of a hazy day. It was kind of a hazy day, but like,
oh man.
But you can see that line there on the bottom.
That's the hiking trail.
Yeah, that's the hiking trail on the bottom there.
Now, what trail is that?
It's just I don't know if it's actually been named or not, but
it's called Lotion in the Basket Trail.
So it's not like any type of like national park trail or anything.
No, right? No. I'll in the private chat, I'll send y'all the address if you want to look up where it's at.
Yeah, definitely. So this is great. So if I've already offered up my services as it pertains to moving. I said all you gotta do is fly me out there and keep me well buzzed, and I will help you move whatever you need.
Again, make sure that the sativa. You know, keep them alert. You know, you don't want them getting that indica shit, you know. He'll be like, oh man, I can't do anything but watch.
It's got a famous name.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just stop there.
Yeah, so but it's in a perfect location because I'm on the main road that goes through Sea Loveland. So if I go west, I go right into Estes Park. If I go east, I go right to the interstate. If I go north, I head up to the Horsetooth Reservoir and Fort Collins, and then south, there's nothing really south, but like
Oh, you got ice cream right near you too. Fantastic.
Yep. You're already on it, huh? Yeah. He's looking at the Google Maps now.
Really like the ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you know
Devil's Backbone, yeah. It's like a little ridge there.
So sick. So fucking sick. All right.
But yeah, I was lucky. Like the odds of that house coming back around for a second time for me to buy it were slim to none. You know?
How excited were your parents?
They were, yeah, I called dad to tell him, you know, and he's like, yeah, get it, you know, and I was like, cool. So I just immediately, you know, called to the realtor. I was like, buy it, do whatever, you know, like, just get it.
Oh,
and then,
shit, dude, you're an hour out of Denver. This is perfect, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm an hour out of Denver now, but yeah.
Well, I mean, but you're going to fucking own a place an hour from Denver, which right. is a lot yeah. different. And an hour and 20, hour and 15 minutes to Red Rocks. See, then these are the things I'm looking into because I'm absolutely... You're going to be crashing that spare bedroom while we get fucked up and go to a concert. What do you say?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And mom and dad will be up sometime early September, you know, and then we can go like.
Oh, perfect. They can come crash with me too.
Well, they're, yeah. But it's like, oh, let's find some consignment shops to buy some
masks
furniture.
Required.
Yeah, but they're super excited. And then so I don't close until August 13th. And then, yeah, I'm sorry, I've already started kind of boxing up some stuff. Actually, luckily, I never unboxed a lot of things when I moved from LA to here because I was like, I knew I wasn't going to live in this small house for long. I actually lived here longer than I thought. I was lucky. And my realtor, you know, I was with him for a year and a half. He probably thought I was nuts because I was so damn picky. You know, like, most people, you know, when they start getting a realtor, it's like, oh, yeah, like I get a house within like 3 months.
That's why
like,
you think he'd be more anxious when he sees the house come back saying, I got to get this guy off my back.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of him.
No, we did, and he he's a super great guy. Like all the inspections were today, and of course I couldn't make it because I'm swamped this week with work. He took care of it all for me and going to get me the reports tomorrow sometime, and then we're good to go. And
The thing that opens and closes the drop like on
the awning.
The roof. Yeah.
The door.
There were so many. Like oh my god. Like so. You know, like I was saying to Matt last night, this is how much of an like, electrical engineer geek he was. Like, you know how most people
want to go fucking two-car garage?
Two-car garage. Yeah, that's what I was actually talking about. So, you know how most people just hang like a tennis ball off of like their garage door opener?
Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, most people just hang a tennis ball off. You know, when you get in there, the tennis ball hits the windshield, you stop, you know, you're good to go. No, he developed a whole sensor array for the garage. Did. And so it's
– my car does that.
On the wall, though, it's like a stoplight. It's a green and a red light thing. So when you open the garage door, it says green. And then you go all the way in there, and it senses all around the car to let you know, like, if you're too far into the wall, if you're past the garage door, like everything, and then it tells you, like, bloop, now stop. And you're like, oh my God, dude, you know?
Yeah.
Just because he's a tinkerer. He just wanted to do shit just to do it.
There's probably things in there that you don't know about yet.
Probably not.
That little, you know? That little patio with the little breakfast patio thing, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, oh, you mean the solar, the one that's on the deck, you mean, the wooden deck? That's not something.
Wait, what happened?
What happened to Nick? Nick, oh, you muted yourself. He muted himself.
Okay. Oh, he had to take himself out. He was kind of having a little bit of a gasm there.
Dude, I mean, look at this place. I mean, look
at
this.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah,
so,
it's a beautiful house.
Dude, the bedroom. Fuck off, Nick. Like, look at this shit. Like, the bedroom just over. What a dick.
I know, right?
Does it have a balcony off the bedroom?
Dude, it has more than that. Like, it's got a bedroom on the corner. All it is a glass, like, doors opening up to, like, a little patio with, like,
a little... back in.
Again, can you imagine waking up to that in the wintertime?
Now, how are you looking at photos, Chris?
I'm on Zillow, bud.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Rocking at the Zillow style.
Yeah.
On pillow.
So you said there was some kind of solar thing?
Yeah, so it's like Chris had noticed when those first photos I sent you. You have in the summertime, the solar heats up the hot water heater, and then you switch it back over to
where the solar panels at
on top of the roof.
Oh, so you have solar,
not solar power, just solar for the hot water heater.
Nice.
I asked him. I was like, why you never put solar panels on there? And he said, well, because it takes 10 to 15 years, you know, to actually turn a profit, so he never did it.
Those floating stairs are sick.
Yeah, he only put those in a few years ago, is what he told me. Yeah, and I was like, oh, the thing is, he thought of everything in this house. Like in the downstairs part where the entertainment room is, you know, you could put any kind of size TV there. He has all the wires running behind the wall that run to this wooden shelf. And he's already got, like, he's like, oh, here's where you plug in the PlayStation. Here's where you plug in, you know, like, a DVD player. He's like, everything's right here. You put it here. And then he was showing me, like, if you want 5.0 surround sound or whatever, I've already got all the portholes, all on the walls, all on the beams. All you have to just, you know, put the speakers there, hook them back up, you're good to go. And I was like, I mean, he thought of everything where I am going to have the easiest move-in ever.
I was telling Nick, because this guy owned it from 86. We bought our house in 06, and I feel like we're just now getting to the point where we've gotten the house somewhat in a place where, like, okay, like, we're gaining ground. It doesn't feel like the house is on top of us. We're on top of the house.
The ground is gained here. You don't need to do anything.
And that's what I'm saying is that this guy's been there since 86, like, basically getting all of his wisdom and know-how.
Yeah. He gave me his card. He's like, you ever had any questions? Just give me a call. I was like, all right, cool. And then when we were walking the grounds, you know, mostly it's just trees and pine needles, things like that. I said, oh, like, you know, what do you do for your yard upkeep? He said, oh, there's no yard upkeep. He goes, basically, you know, May, June, like when it rains a little bit, you might get a few like little bits of grass or weeds pop up. Just take a weed eater to them one time, and then you're good for the year. I was like, oh, wow, great.
You got a pimp shower head too. I'm looking
at God. I didn't even know about either.
That's right. Oh, you too.
He didn't even – I never even went back in the bathroom when I toured it. And like he was like, oh, have you seen the bathroom?
I got to get on there and see.
And he basically – he's like, yeah, it's one of those electronic where you actually choose the temperature, the actual temperature. You push that in there. It's all electric pad. So you have the rainfall effect that comes down on you. And he's like, then you can switch it over to where you get the jets from the side. You have the whole, you know, free-floating massager. I'm like, oh, my God.
He's like, it's a good chance you can get laid now.
Maybe.
Oh, dude, if you don't get fucked after buying this house, then you're doing something wrong. Like, this literally looks like you could film a movie.
Well, that's what I, you know, my friends that have seen it, other than you guys, like, there I was like, man, the outside of the house does not really what I pictured you in, because like I'm more the log cabin type guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it looks like a 60s Bond, you know, villain house really on the outside. Yeah. I was like, but the inside and the grounds is what I loved. I was like, fuck the outside. Like, who cares? Like, I just love the house.
Dude. Is that a mirror? Oh, it's supposed to be a mirror. As you walk in. It almost looks like a window.
No, that's a glass. There's a glass window.
You talk about the hexagon thing? Yeah. That's just a little window there when you're walking in.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
That's kind of a wasted space, though, really. It's like that's on the hallway to the guest bedroom, and like there's nothing really to put there aside from like a table and chairs. It's like, why would anyone want to sit there, though, really? It's like,
well, the inside does have that kind of cabin-like type
look. I found one fault, Nick.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You need to get a gas range. This electric top bullshit, that's got to go.
A house is rigged for gas, so I could swap it out. Yeah.
Gas is cheaper.
Yeah.
Love the kitchen. The kitchen's nice.
Kitchen's great. No. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have any negatives about outlets.
Yeah. Dude,
look at those. Look at those windows. I said the door windows. Man, that's nice.
Every single room has its own porch. That's what's crazy about it too. It's like
I see the breakfast thing Chris was talking
about. If you wanted privacy, if you guys were guests and you're like, I'm tired of hanging out with Nick today, you can totally go to a section of the house. You have your own view. You have your own deck where you can just go out there and sit and chill and have your own privacy.
You haven't even talked about the bunker.
There's an art room. Yeah.
There's an antenna, big ass antenna.
Yeah, he asked me it's been there for a while. He goes, do you watch antenna TV? And I kind of want to go, who watches antenna TV?
Is it a digital antenna?
I'm not sure, because I'll just use internet TV. But
here's the thing: is you don't need to if that's a digital antenna. I'll show you the way.
Look at that.
If you have a good reception with a digital antenna, all you need is a DVR, and then you can record.
Yeah,
especially for live sports too.
And we can get back to nerdy shit with the TV. You get yourself was it the HD home run box, set top box? Connect that to your router, and then you download the channels app for your television.
That shower head's bigger than my shower. Duty,
so. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really weird for me, I think, moving into this house, because I've always lived in really small spaces because I've never had anything.
Everybody's coming to visit you.
Yeah, and it's just one of those where, like, I was living in, a small apartment in L.A. This house is pretty small, I lived in a little A-frame in Knoxville, so now it's like, oh wow, I've actually got a proper house.
There's a new patron level. It's spend the weekend at Nick's.
It's worth the price of admission
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great view from that.
Well, Nick, nice. I can't wait to come visit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Seriously,
I look forward to people visiting.
We could host a podcast from Nick's house and all do it from our own porch.
Yeah, you could. The only thing I'm halfway worried about is that Xfinity, who normally does my internet here, does not service that area because it's on a hill, and so I'm gonna have to get another service. And I think the highest they go is 50 megabytes. So
you're gonna have Nickernet again.
Yeah. It's not gonna be bad, but it won't be like super. It won't be a gig internet. Yeah. I kind of want to call Xfinity. Like, how much is it going to take for you to send up a fiber optic? Just run it on the ground. Just come on up to the house. I don't care.
Congratulations, the house, man. But we've lost a podcaster.
Yeah, but it's funny though. On the Zillow, there's definitely a couple of rooms they didn't put in the photos, and it's one of those why didn't you put there's another bedroom up on the top level where the master bedroom is, and that's going to be the Lego room because it's just it's not.
That's what I almost put this in the chat here because Miami Mike says so much space for Nick's bag of toys.
That's what made me think of it. Yeah. So basically, the whole upstairs. So like Jack said, there's a they use this little caddy corner as an art studio. That's going to be where I'm probably going to get a rowing machine, put that there, and maybe a bench or something, and then a desk so I can build Legos, and then this little guest bedroom, which is not really, it's kind of a small room, but it's perfect for just putting Legos on display. I'll put those there. So the upstairs will just kind of be my area, and then the middle is general, and then the downstairs is the party.
I like how you have a bodybuilding area so that if you do bring any women by and they're like, oh, you have a Lego room.
Yeah, you pass the works out. Yeah, but I work out. Yeah,
it's like a net.
You'd be surprised though. I know I told you this, guys. When I was living in LA, I was kind of shy about it, because I had so many Legos, and a few girls I took back to my place in LA. Hey, just so you know, I have a section over here that's Legos. So don't think I'm a geek or anything, which I am. But so I was most. Actually, all of the girls were like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And they were really? I was okay.
What was there a second date with those girls?
Some of them, yes. Some of them.
I was going to say, because maybe they were just being nice.
You could tell people really, I'm not, I'm nowhere near Jay level.
What a dick.
What do you say? Well, dead idea. To have a, yeah. Well,
no, I think he's talking about me.
I'm talking about Jack.
What did he say?
Oh, come on. We were all thinking it.
No.
By the way, the Lego judge from Lego Masters, Amy.
Which one? Corbet. Oh, the girl. Yeah.
She's
She can be. Like, sometimes she comes out and you're like, damn, she looks good tonight. Yeah. And sometimes, like, you're just kind of like, ooh, who picked that wardrobe?
Who is this?
Yeah. So on Tuesday nights, there's a show, or Wednesday nights.
The British woman?
It's Tuesday, the British woman, yeah, yeah. Tuesday nights, yeah, Lego Masters. This season, I've kind of not been as impressed with. Just, yeah, well, she's tall. Yeah.
She is, and over half is legs. I'm not trying to be sexist? Creepy guy over here.
Yeah, they go all the way up. Yeah.
You're trying to inject some masculinity into building Legos. Is what you're doing.
You're like manly doing Legos.
Okay, really attractive British women who adore us Lego masters.
He's trying to distract. He's trying to like.
One thing about Lego Masters though is that they've been inconsistent. Like they're taking another. They're taking another 2 weeks off.
Sometimes she looks good. Sometimes she doesn't.
They did a cool derby thing. The last episode was cool with the car and the derby. Yeah. I liked that. And the absolute funniest thing I've ever seen on this Lego Master show is the fact that they're building these cars to be a demolition derby, right? And these one guys, this one group of brothers, they had a special immunity where like they didn't have to, you know, they could let everybody else smash it out basically for like a whole 5 minutes or minute or whatever. And then they could bring theirs on to the
smashing for 5 minutes.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
So yeah, spoiler alert for the Demolition Derby. Okay. If you haven't watched that episode, but
I'm sure
fucking hilarious.
I'm sure everybody listening to us has watched that episode.
These two kids, and I feel bad for them, but at the same time, oh my God.
Well, it put them in such jeopardy.
What show is it? What's the show called?
It's called Lego Masters. This is the second season. It's Will Arnett is the host of it.
Yeah,
and
Amy Corbet is one of the judges. That's all. I don't know who the other guy is.
Yeah. I usually don't even care about the judges. It's like
just to finish off, like the demolition derby. These kids are just like, this is their moment. They're getting to come out on the field. They've been held back this whole time. The kid drives the vehicle right off the table. And like they were the first to go out because he crashed the entire it's on a table and they could.
Such a metaphor for life, man.
It was so hilarious. So unexpected. I guess I just was the one who found it funny, but
it's okay. No one's listening anymore anyway.
I listen.
I've seen the episode.
No, I'm saying the listeners.
Look, it's a fun show. I just wish that they would be more consistent because they're not releasing the.
Well, I mean, I like the first season. I like the first season better than this season because the first season had a lot of good themes, you know, and so you could really get into what they were doing. This one. They're kind of glossing over, like, "Oh, here's your idea," and then they get to the end of like, "Oh, who won and who lost?" And you're like, "Well," and it's not. I like the demolition derby, but this one is not really. The hanging one was neat, where they just had one brick supported by some cords, they had to build a free floating set, and that one was cool.
My wife pointed out they're really selling technique, or technic. Is that what it is? Technic bricks? Technique?
Lego
bricks.
Technics.
Because that's basically what they're featuring on, like the hanging one. They're like basically saying, like, look at how much can hang from this, and the demolition derby and the towers that they had to build this season. So, I digress.
Digression at its finest.
So, I'll go ahead and get all my talking points out. So, you want the floor, Matt? You want the floor? You take the floor, Matt. Matt wants to talk, everybody.
We should have a commercial break.
Oh, okay. Okay. So last week I had brought up that I started watching The Umbrella Academy, and Chris was curious about if I liked it or not. And the first season, especially towards the end of the first season, I kept wondering how Marvel did not sue the pants off these people because it's basically an X-Men ripoff.
Totally is.
Yeah, and especially the Phoenix storyline. But at the end of the first season and then the beginning of the second season, it takes what I think the Phoenix story should have done. And so the second season, I am 100% loving. I'm on the last episode now, the second season. That's all they've done. The third season hopefully will be out later this year. Who knows? But the second season is awesome.
All right,
first season, the first season is still good. It's just like the fact that can't be like me and get hung up on like, this is fucking X-Men. You know, like, what the hell? Yeah. But it's still good.
See, I only read the first few issues of the comics back when they first came out. I remember it was a big deal because the dude from My Chemical Romance wrote it. Hmm. Is it Gerard Waugh or Gerard something or other? I forgot what his name is.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll have to check it out.
If it's not Gerard Dabadu, then it's not my Gerard.
So something I've picked up on over the last week.
Wait, what are we going to next?
Yeah, right.
What did Nick say?
No, Jack was like, so when are we going next? Yeah. After I get furniture and internet and everything hooked up, you know, that's
plus it's all right.
Okay, I'll give you the 20th.
Yeah. It's not even closing on it yet.
Yeah.
So something I picked up on over the last week or so. I'm getting sick of listening to podcasts. I drive in to work. So I started fumbling around and realized I had like 18 fucking Audible credits. I just have been paying $5 a month or however long. I haven't bought a book in a long time. So I got all these backed up Audible credits. And I just kind of thumbing around the app for a bit. And then I got recommended to you because you liked The Martian. And it's...
As in the movie?
Yeah, or no, the book. Andy, what's his name?
Rohauer.
I can't think of the author.
Bernard.
The Gerard. Andy Weir. Gerard. So he was the author of Andy The Martian, and he just released a book over the last couple of months, or I think this year. I saw it at some point. It's his newest book. It's called Project Hail Mary. It's a fucking awesome book. So, like, you know Andy Weir's writing style based upon The Martian, right? So the screenplay based upon his book. He has to kind of, like, deal with a lot of, you know, introspection in single-person comedy. And he does a phenomenal job. But the basis of the story, Project Hail Mary, is that they discover there's this weird phenomenon that is like a... it's like a... it's a kind of like a bacteria that is essentially eating the moon. No, not the moon. Shit. Oh. The sun. The sun. It's taking energy from the sun, and they noticed it in present day, and they realize that they've got like 30 years before the Earth drops, you know, 2 degrees Celsius, blah blah blah, and then Ice Age starts, and all the bullshit goes and end of the world type of shit. So the story is about how they're going to fix this, and it's the main character is a high school science teacher. He's also a PhD in science, and essentially,
he starts a meth company.
Exactly, but Nick wouldn't know about it.
No.
but essentially, the story is about how they have to, you know, the world comes together and puts together this mission to save humanity. And it involves interstellar travel. It involves crazy stories I don't want to give away, but I'm almost done with the book. And it's one of the most entertaining audiobooks I've listened to in quite a long time. It's actually narrated by... oh, my God, I'm fucking terrible with names. The same guy who did the voice for the We Are Bob, We Are Legion books. I don't know if you guys listened to any of those at all before. He's a well-known voice actor, Andy something Porter. I forgot what it is. But anyways, he has this really great knack of storytelling that kind of like just really pulls you in. So I listened to like the first like 10 minutes of this book while I was up in Maine last weekend, and I was hooked. And I've gotten to the point now where like I sit in my driveway after I get home because I want to hear the end of the chapter. But the point I'm trying to make is that this book is so damn entertaining. I love it. And I can only imagine that it's going to be made into a movie based upon the, you know, the success of The Martian and the overall quality of the stories. So Ray Porter, Matt Treese, thank you so much. He also does the voice of Darkseid in Justice League. Great story. Highly, highly recommend. So if you want to pick up a book or if you're into the audiobooks, you're driving back and forth from work, pick up Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. It's two thumbs up for me. I'm not even done with it. I love it. It's a great story.
Nice. I would.
Make a good movie.
It would make a fantastic movie.
I would talk about what I'm reading, but Jack would just get mad. So
I don't care. I'm reading stuff on them.
I didn't know you could read. That's great.
Well,
he's reading the fine print on his AARP discount card.
he's reading about...
I found out, by the way. Check this out. This might be the smartest thing that we have ever discussed. There is no age requirement to join AARP.
Oh, really? they start sending it to you at a young age.
No, there's no requirement. Anybody can sign up to be a member for $12 a year to AARP and reap all the benefits of reduced airfare to reduced car rentals to anything you want. AARP, I think I'm going to sign up while we're talking on the show right now.
Did we get a sponsor or something?
Well, it's
we totally should be sponsored by.
I think it's the largest.
The way you gave that line of like, I'm going to sign up for it right now while we podcast. Yeah. Like, it's like, did we get a sponsor here? Like, what's going on?
I think it's the largest lobbyist group in America.
Is it really?
I think so. They used to be anyway.
Wouldn't surprise me. That's what would crack me up. Like, when
don't touch my Social Security.
That's what cracked
12 bucks a year, three yeah. bucks a year for, oh dude, I'm doing it.
We would get lobbyists all the time for the gas company in Los Angeles. Cause for some reason they think everyone that works at a gas company has money because it's LA. And like, you would get all these lobbyists coming like, oh, there's a free dinner for this lobbyist company downstairs in the lobby. You know? And I'm like, I'll go down there for the free food, but I ain't joining shit. You know? And that's what they're like, oh, like, would you give us $50 a year to lobby for this thing in DC? I'm like, nope. I'm not doing it, but thank you for the sandwich. Thank you for the beer.
Thank you for the food.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think I'm going to do it.
Don't you have to have proof of ID?
No, but the actual...
You should not be getting...
The membership terms state that there is not an age requirement.
You should not be getting benefits that both Matt and I have earned.
I know, that's true.
I mean, think about it. You know, Chris and I are so young, like, we're not even going to live to see our Social Security benefits. Like, you know, they'll be gone because of people like you and Matt just sucking us dry.
I used to care about it. I used to care about it. Now I'm like, fuck it. I go, if you millennials don't care about it, you think we should? I go, go ahead. I go, just keep giving me whatever you want. I don't care.
All right, ready? AARP is dedicated to people over 50. However, there is no minimum age requirement. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let me know how it works. I'm not a member.
Can you imagine though walking to somewhere and like, and they'll ask you like, oh, are you a, you know, a AAA or whatever, like member?
I'm setting my daughter up, dude. I'm gonna have my daughter walk in and be like, I want my motherfucking ice cream with an extra scoop because I'm part of the AARP association.
That would make some good videos on YouTube.
It really would. It really would.
See their face. You know,
like just a content creator.
Because what is she, eight or nine?
She's nine.
Nine. Can you imagine her walking in with an AARP card and going, yep, want my discount? They're like going, wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm a member. This is my membership. And then they
you know,
be like,
this is the, again,
I don't have an ID, but I have an AARP membership.
The amount of random shit that I've learned in the past 3 weeks of being on TikTok is astounding. Like, I actually watched this guy break down why he joined AARP, and he did a whole fucking spreadsheet of how much money he saved. Just in traveling alone, it was hundreds of dollars.
There's great construction tips on that. I go,
is it really?
Oh, I never thought about doing that. Wow, they make it seem so easy.
I'm so fucking doing it.
Okay, I could do that.
I'm telling you
that would be a good YouTube channel. 9-year-old girl with an AARP card.
Yeah, I mean, why? I mean, no age requirement. Why not?
You could have her hanging out with a bunch of senior citizens.
Dude, my daughter by the age of 13 is going to be a fucking professional bridge player. Oh my God.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Oh my God, so good.
I didn't know that. I didn't know there was, because, like I said, I've been getting that information since like the 90s.
Do I make you feel younger now? Because knowing that anybody can sign up.
No, because I can see myself, number one. And I feel myself, like today we're swimming in the pool, and I was goofing because Zach was doing cannonballs. I said, I'll do one. Well, I jumped in and I kind of slipped and my feet hit the bottom. And I thought my back was like going to, I was like, I said, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Oh, Randy in the chat says, hey, I drove near/past New Harbor last Sunday. Drove Route 1 from Bar Harbor to Portland. It's near Rockland, Maine. Yeah. So that's where I was over the last week. Not last weekend, though. Last week I was in New Harbor, Maine.
Randy was stalking you.
Yeah. I was gone by the time he drove by. But I was up in New Harbor, Maine. I've also stopped in Portland.
You're making a sequel record to the Bear Dads?
The Bear Dads? What?
the Beach Bod Dad album.
Oh, yeah.
It's your solo album.
It's my solo
record. Oh.
Yeah. Like I went up to this cabin. I had to write down some tunes, you know.
Yeah.
Back to Mother Nature, y'all.
Yeah. You stopped in Portland or drove through Portland. I stopped in Portland on my way up. Portland's my favorite place. I probably have talked ad nauseum about Portland, Maine.
You did last time.
Got some beers and head up my way.
It's not as cool as Portland, Oregon, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know if Portland, Oregon's that cool anymore. A lot of chaos.
They're getting blasted with more and more heat, and this heat is just like
massive fires up there too.
Yeah, well,
nobody took my advice this year. Didn't I say let's make some fire breaks? I said that would be cheaper than trying to fight these fires. I say this every fucking year, and nobody listens to me.
Dude, the smoke and haze is hitting New England. Like we've actually been covered with like haze for the last few days because of the fires, and it looks amazing.
Yeah, they delayed. Denver International Airport for a day because of all the smoke that was, you know, they couldn't confidently land or take off, so they just said, you know, health it for a day. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's just a crazy, crazy situation. But I say that every year. I go, there's certain things we could do to.
There's like,
because you're gonna have.
But even with the Northwest fires, I mean, there's you can't prepare for every fire break of where it's going to happen.
You can prevent, but you have to.
Especially with like open, because in the Northwest you have is prairie land, you know,
right.
And you have brush, and there's no way that you're going to just spend countless hours out there
spending countless hours now.
Yeah, no one wants to do controlled burns anymore. And that's the thing, is that because they think it costs money and it's going to cost them a hell of a lot more if you have an actual forest fire. But like you know, there was a deliberate forest fire in the Smokies 3 years ago, and it's because of all the undergrowth. That's the thing, is that they didn't want to clear it out because it looks pretty with all that, you know, foliage, and then you have the trees. And it's the undergrowth. And so some kids just deliberately went down the road and just started lighting all the stuff on fire. And so none of the trees burnt up, but all the undergrowth was like burnt, you know? And so that's the same thing happens out in California and all those other places, like in the national and state parks, is that they're not clearing this tinder.
You see these people that did a gender reveal.
Yeah.
They could get 20 years each because one of the firefighters died.
Good.
Charged for manslaughter.
I mean, not about the firefighter. Good about the what happened to them.
I think gender reveal parties are one of the dumbest things ever. No one gives a shit. No one cares. Yeah. If you care about a fucking gender reveal party, then you have no life. You really don't.
I think it's it's also like the weird, strange competitions where it's like, oh, so and so did this, so I'm going to do it, or I got this idea and I got to do it one better than.
You have TikTok and someone just died. Mm-hmm. They fell off a 160 foot crane or something like that.
I thought you were talking about that girl. There was a girl she was like hanging up by her legs off of a balcony. Same thing, like trying to get a photo and then like fell off like 50 stories. And she
was
like,
yeah, I mean, it just
was that in Woodstock 99?
I said I read it too. I almost went to that, you know, and that's what's crazy.
Me too.
And I remember my parents, like at the last minute, like, no, we don't want you driving all the way up to New York.
Dude, you know? My parents are like, fuck you. You're not going to Woodstock. I'm like, oh.
I saw the first one. It didn't look too, a lot of mud.
Well, so I had friends of mine. There was mud at this one too. I had friends of mine that went. Matt Treese says he went. A few of my friends did go, and I'm actually glad that I didn't, because they said it was so glad a fucking shit show.
I remember watching it live, like, you know, just because, you know, when you have the difference between 69 or 94, when you have like actual like hippie music, peaceful, all like mellow stuff, to where Woodstock 9, where you have Limp Bizkit and Kid Rock or whoever, like all these just like,
hold on. But
there's other stuff involved, yeah.
Yeah, but in 99, that was fucking awesome. Like, that's what I wanted to go see. I wasn't in tune with what Woodstock 69 was all about when I was 18 or 19 years old.
Right. But then it was such a commercial. Like, yeah. I know he was around 69, you know, but it was such a commercial grab. That's the thing, is that, you know, they oversold the tickets. They didn't prepare enough for bathrooms, for water, for food, all these things. And then when they did, it was so high priced that people were like, fuck you, you know? And so naturally they're going to revolt. And that's what happened. It was just a clusterfuck, which is why it's been 23 years or 22 years since then, and they've never done it again. I mean, that tells you.
You're not going to capture the original.
No, never.
The original start out as like, hey, we're going to do some music for peace, man.
Yeah, well, it was such a spontaneous thing, the 69 one, you know, because it was supposed to be a small thing, and then just
most of those people, they weren't working anyway, right? So they're just like, hey, let's go there too. That'll be cool, man. And you had some of the greatest, you know, performers ever.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the lineup, some yes, some no, and then And then some of them, you know, were like off of their first record. So, you know, when you think about it, you're like, oh, the band's there. But the band at that point was not the band. You know, it was just like, oh, like there's this new group. So it was like, you know, Joe Cocker.
Wasn't the band from Happy Days? Wasn't that their name, the band?
Probably.
Well, yeah. So Miami Mike was mentioning, if you look at the lineup, it was actually really good. It really was. I mean, you had bands like the Cranberries. Like the Cranberries at Woodstock, like recording, is probably the best Cranberries recording out there. Green Day was incredible. Who else played? Like,
whatever happened to Green Day? They just
they're touring.
Are they?
Yeah, they're still around. They've been around for
some call them the journey of the 90s. Like, they're Boston.
I've never once heard that said.
Never.
Hey, I like Journey.
I'm just trying to compare it.
James Brown played. That's right. James Brown was at Woodstock 99. That's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. You know, he got mad at Eddie Murphy's impression of him. He didn't like it.
Weezer was there. Wasn't Wu-Tang there? Maybe.
Who doesn't like Weezer?
Who doesn't like Wu-Tang?
Pearl Jam?
Mary like, Tyler Moore.
All right, hold on. Now it's getting real. All right. Woodstock, getting to the internet. 99.
Well, they shouldn't have called it Woodstock. They should have called it maybe Snoopy.
Wayne Stock. Mm.
Wayne Stock, for sure.
Wayne Stock.
Rage Against the Machine, dude.
That's right.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. A lot of Vertical Horizon played.
Miami Mike says no Wu-Tang.
George Clinton. Well, he went on to become president, so that was good.
And Peanut Butter and Jelly played.
Parliament would have been. Parliament
ICP, Roots, Buck Cherry Lit. Well, those are some of the low lights. But Oleander, James Brown, Jamiroquai live. Fucking DMX was there. Sheryl Crow, Offspring, Korn, Bush. Wow,
it's the Offspring, not Offspring.
Oh my god, Guster played? Really? Guster? Ice Cube was there. Dude, so many. Oh, Mickey Hart's band played too. That must have been trippy.
I saw Guster in concert. They were all right.
Dave Matthews, Alanis Morissette, Wyclef Jean, Crowning Crows. Jesus Christ, this is incredible.
They birthed a generation that night.
Like, honestly, this is literally like, you know, the Gen Xers, like, childhood. Like, this, every band that was there was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. That's a statement. Or, most of these bands are awesome. Fatboy Slim.
The Star Wars generation.
77 through 83.
Costello, Brian Star Setzer Wars Orchestra,
better than Car Wars.
Red Chris, Hot Chili Peppers.
Chris, you have not been to Red Rocks, right?
No, I have. Okay. I went there for two nights.
Okay.
My Morning Jacket concert.
Oh, yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah, last.
Oh, Matt, I would love to see those photos, man. Send them on over if you find them. Yeah, I would love to see your photo album.
Oh, man, that's before digital.
You can also, you know, if you feel so free, you can also email us at whatever our email is.
You can fax us as well.
No, but seriously, though, I will. Tonight, I was prepared.
I'm John, the UPS guy. I've heard of some of them.
Tonight, I was actually at least prepared, and I got Nick's photos of his house because I knew we would be talking about that.
It's true.
On some level. So, and after talking last night to you, I was like, "Oh, this is going to be so exciting!" You know. So,
and there's actually a guy from my home county that has a bar right next to where I live, and he graduated the same year I graduated high school. We didn't go to the same school together, but like all the people are like, "Oh, dude, you're living next to this guy's bar," and I'm like, do I know this guy? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't
have in your, how many schools do you have in your small town?
No, one. No, I just have one. In my county, there's three schools.
County.
Yeah. So I went to the city school. Then there's the county school, and then there's another one.
School.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever actually met him. We probably know of each other because it's that small of a county. Where it's like, oh, I know that name. Yeah, I know that guy. You know, I know his parents.
Oh, no,
sure. Oh, that's cool. So Tree says that one of the guys in the documentary is in one of his pictures.
Oh,
so
cool.
So he's referring to the HBO documentary on Woodstock 99, which I'm now going to have to watch.
Miami Mike, yes, the email is open to other people besides Maggie or Randy, but send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com.
Except people named Miami Mike.
It's one of the things I do regret about the period that we grew up in.
Emailing in.
And that, you know, all we had was film cameras, you know, at that point, you know, there's, if you own a digital
disposables,
camera, yeah, disposables, yeah, like if you owned a digital camera from the late 90s to the mid 2000s, you had fucking money,
dude. And I remember I worked at Circuit City back in the for a couple of years back in college, and I remember selling the digital cameras, and I remember when Sony came out with a digital camera that actually had was like a fucking Walkman, CD Walkman, with a fucking camera on it, because you would actually put a CD into the camera, and it would burn the goddamn images to the CD as you took them. Like, that was like the coolest. It was awful looking, but the concept of it was awesome.
The first digital camera, my dad bought it in 2005, and that's the first digital pictures I ever took was when I went to China, because he bought it for my mom as a gift. But he's like, "Oh, you're going to China? Take our digital camera." Yeah, it was.
It's made
huge.
In Asia.
It was huge, but the pixels. It was three megapixels. I mean, that's how far we've advanced. It was 3 megapixels. Yep. And that was state of the art. You know.
Yep.
But I mean, that's what I mean. I went to the first 4 Bonnaroos, so 2004. Oh. 2002 through 2005 or 6, and you know, I probably have 3 photos of the entire of all of those, because it's like you just don't take photos.
You were really living.
People
ask me why I have
my photos are in my head, man, and they're all like multicolored.
People ask me why, but they're in back. I had one of the original camcorders, so
the shoulder mounted ones.
Yeah. It was like boof. They go, "Why you shake?" They go, "Why is it all shaky, Dad?" I go. Because the thing weighed 50 pounds. It's like I'm holding my shoulder.
Hey, babe. Do that thing you used to do back in college. Bah, 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 bah.
That's back when camcorders actually came with their cases, also known as a suitcase.
It was on indestructible because I dropped that thing a couple times. Like, I can't fall out of the back of the van. You go, "God damn it."
Well, it's funny. I mean, we go back even, shit, like 10 years ago, right? When we're still doing, I mean, I say we, I'm referring to like all of us together at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. I remember when we had for Media Junkyard, Rob had one of those like higher end, like Sony 3CCD, whatever they call them, handheld cameras. Like, that was how we recorded all of our video. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that shit was like top notch, right? And now all people are doing is they're bringing their iPhones, and they got like their DSLR cameras, because they're able just to put them on. They can put them on a mount, and they're filming with those. Like, it's crazy to see the advances in technology. Let alone the last 20 years, even like the last 10.
I remember for Nadia, we bought 3 cameras. You know, like you're saying that they were like. They look almost like a little, almost like the phone, but it was a little thicker,
like a pretzel.
Yeah, no, but you would sit there and go around and film. Of course, we didn't. Nobody filmed.
Oh, the FLIR cameras.
Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I still have one here somewhere. I don't know what's that.
No, I'm sorry, not FLIR. FLIR was the that's the thermal camera, not FLIR.
Whatever it was a digital camera. I think digital. I don't know.
Way, DV cam or something like that.
It was one of those other new DIA great things we did.
I had this awesome VHS recorder, camcorder, you know, and it was an all-in-one kind of studio where you could record, stop, pause, rewind. You could see it through the little viewer. Had a great microphone. I bought it at like a Goodwill, like great find. Used it a lot. Loved that thing. It was plugged in, and it was in my art studio, and the landlord had came by because I needed him to pull more power, like basically into the suite. I was using more and more energy, and so he had to pull a line. He fried that fucking thing, and it's one of those things that I'm always like, damn it, like son of a bitch. Like it was such a cool, you know, and it just killed this, like, because I was doing a lot of video recordings and I was doing a lot of video, like, kind of stuff at the time, you know, and videotaping people and editing things down into stuff. So
I do remember at Comic-Con with that camera. I did get there early to do the Game of Thrones panel, and one of the usher ladies kept telling me, "You can't film this." I go, "You can film the panel."
Yeah,
I'm not filming. And she kept saying, "No, no, no." I go, "Go find out." I go. She kept stopping me. She goes, "Sir, I'm gonna throw you out because I still had like six more panels to sit through." So I stopped filming, and then after she comes up, "I was sorry, you could do that." Yeah. I go, "Well, that's great because now I wanted to film this for my channel, and now it's useless, but thanks."
Mm-hmm. So Matt says he's just recently posted a couple of photos he has access to on the Facebook thread.
Okay.
Good luck, or have fun seeing those guys.
If only somebody could put them here for me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Maybe next week I'll do that.
Oh, ooh, teaser for next week.
Well, I wonder how many landfills have those flash bulbs in them.
I'm working on them.
It was like four.
Still
right?
Working on the names
click,
here.
Click, so and you take it out, and you put another one in there because it was rotate right. On
each remember those like flat-ish rectangular cameras? They were probably like about this big. Mm-hmm. You hold them like this, and you take the flash that stood up. Right. Yeah. So it'd be like a 6-inch tall flash bulb. That you have
to, like eight bulbs in it. Yeah.
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 Man.
It'd go in a row, right? The flash bulbs.
I mean, there's so many things that, like, I love talking about. I love seeing those videos on Facebook or whatever, like, you know, sounds that kids will never know, you know, if they're born past these years. Like that. But I remember in 98. I remember in 98 or 99, I remember going to a store with my dad and buying one of the first CD burners. And it was basically like a CD player, but, you know, you had a 6-disc changer or a 3-disc changer on one side, and then you put a blank disc on the other. And it would take you hours to burn a CD.
College had a side business going where we would fucking download music from Napster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was back when that's how we all got access to like all these crazy, like, you know, live performances that you can't buy in a store, that somebody had access to, like the DAT files or whatever, and created MP3s. And we would make all these live mixes of bands. Mm-hmm. And I remember my buddy had bought a CD burner for his computer. It was just a regular disk drive. He popped into his computer, and it took 2 fucking hours.
Oh my gosh.
One CD.
Yeah.
But we did that. He stayed up all fucking night for like 4 days just cranking out. I think he made like a total of 50 CDs, and we sold them all for like $10 a piece, and that bought us beer for the rest of the week.
Nice.
Or month, I should say.
There was a period like from like 2003 to 2005 where bands would have this thing called Instant Live, and I wish they still did it. I loved it. It's like basically before you saw the show, they would stop you before you walked in and say, like, "Hey, we're recording the show tonight. Do you want a copy of this show?" And if you know, like, if you're someone like me, you're like, "Fuck yeah, I want a copy."
Of course,
of it.
I do.
And so they'd give you the ticket, and then once the show is over, you walk out, you show them the ticket, and they give you a copy right then of the show. And it's like, yeah, this is great. And they quit doing it, I guess, just because it wasn't profitable enough. But yeah, there's, I know the Allman Brothers did it, Mo did it. There's a couple.
Chris was doing it illegally. In charge.
Yeah, we all were though,
and not paying anything out.
It was that and making fake IDs with his laser printer. One or the other. But yeah, I mean, and then like nowadays live music is like, that's like the bread and butter for these bands.
Cause you they make shit off of,
they make so much money off of the live albums as opposed to their studio albums. Cause the record label just owns it. Right. So I mean, I'm just getting super pumped for concert season to start up again.
If it does. Now with all these new things,
don't
say
that.
No.
Don't say it.
I don't want to jinx it, but good luck.
But I'm going. I got floor seats for John Mayer and his new tour in March, which I'm pretty pumped about.
Probably not going to happen.
I'm flying to Washington State next month.
Probably not going to happen.
Outdoor venue. It's happening.
Well, I guess Disney.
Yeah, outdoor.
Disney World's requiring masks again.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying it.
What's interesting, though, I was actually reading up on the variant news, and they're saying that like the areas are getting impacted the most with the Delta variant. It's interesting, as opposed to when the first variant or the original virus came through, there was a slow build up time, and then it hit a real, you know, distinct plateau of shittiness for a while, and then slowly came down. That's when we had vaccines. This Delta variant, when it goes into these areas, is hitting these areas super fast. Like it's just going straight up, and
yeah,
then
saying it's like the flu. Yeah,
but then it dies significantly faster. Like as in dies down significantly faster. So it's like a 3 week like curvature of like all these spikes. So that's what a lot of people are keeping their eyes on, because it might not be as bad, because I think they're just saying it's kind of hitting us like Nick, like you said, like the kind of like the flu season, where it comes in pretty fucking harsh and then goes away. They're hoping that that's the same thing with the Delta variant, but the unfortunate factor is the lethality behind it is way worse than the flu. But
I was reading the kids are getting more COVID.
I read that too.
Are getting COVID at a higher rate right now.
Yeah,
it's like any virus, you know, like it's going to do what it can to survive, you know, and so it's always going to adapt, it's going to mutate, and then, you know, it'll run its course and then it'll go. And it's one of those things, I think, now that like there's nothing we can really do about it. It just has to go through, and that's it. Yeah. And who knows, this thing could be around for 5 years for all we know.
It's going to be around forever. Yeah. It's going to be the new flu.
It's going to ruin concert season, I know that.
And fuck you, Jack. It's literally, I'm like holding on to something, and that something is concert season, which should be
not,
all
like,
year
now
round.
I feel bad for saying that.
You should feel bad for saying it.
Well, that's what, like, I was talking to a friend of mine who loves, like me, like he loves to go camping, go to national parks, and he was like, I really just need to get the truck and go out west. I was like, no, it's the worst time right now. I was like, because I know Arches, Rocky Mountain, like all of, like the popular ones right now, like you have hours upon hours wait because you've had people cooped up for a year and a half, and that's what they want to do. It's just like, I want to get out, I want to see like nature, and I want to be like secluded, but you're not, like it's because so many, everyone's doing it, and it's just like, I know, like Delicate Arch. It's the first time I've ever seen pictures of Delicate Arch, which is like the main attraction in Arches. It's like a 3 hour wait to get to the arch. And it's like, and you're hiking up there. It's like, holy shit, how many people are on this trail? You know,
hard pass.
Yeah.
And I ain't spending 3 hours on that.
Like, if there's anything I like doing less than walking, is waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
we're walking with other people.
With other people.
Yeah. They don't have a fast pass.
Not a national park. That'd be cool though. But what drives me nuts a lot, the trend,
that'd be the ultimate libertarian like goal though, right? You know, I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec, and so Ron Swanson, you know, like his libertarian views like come into
Ron
play.
He's the man.
He like this is like something
without
like,
Ron
that he
Swanson,
would want.
That
he would
show's
want.
Not worth watching.
That's not true.
That is true.
I mean, he's a significant part of that show.
He is, but I mean, April. Andy,
But it doesn't work with
and Leslie.
You would have a hard time getting through season one if it was not for Ron Swanson.
I had a hard time getting through season one.
Yeah.
And it was only, I think, 7 episodes. It was terrible.
Six.
Six? Oh, even worse. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Well,
for everybody else that enjoys the show.
How did I don't know if you guys have been following the Olympics. But how did the USA team lose to France, the basketball team?
Yeah, for real.
How did they lose? I mean, France has some big guys. I mean, I was watching the highlights going, but the problem is they should bring back the college.
The dream team, baby.
I thought they were still doing dream teams, but it's just they just don't give a shit anymore.
It's a dream team, but the problem is they're just not as dreamy. But well, the rest of the world has gotten better over the time too. But I think I say bring back. I was always a fan of the college kids, mm-hmm. because the college kids would practice for 2 or 3 months.
Well, yeah,
and these guys are just going.
They don't care. Yeah, the pros don't care. They have nothing to gain out of it other than a gold medal, which they have to pay taxes on. So it's like, why would I give a shit? Well,
they're hoping, like, the dream team got so many commercial endorsements from beating teams by 80 points. I mean, it was boring to me. It just sucked. I say go. The problem with the Olympics is we don't have those countries we hate anymore. Like I said, when you had the Cold War, you had Russia. Yeah. You had Russia.
Sure about that?
Easter. I mean, it's
they, hate,
it's,
they
it's,
all it's, hate it's, us now.
Yeah, it's roles have reversed. Yeah,
it's not
that as a, might it, be why we're not getting golds, man.
It's not the same as it was before.
We shall beat the U.S.
Because the Russians would use professional. The Russians were professional athletes. They had
guys, oh yeah, they were. Yeah.
They're in Did their you hear late 20s?
You know, it's actually an interesting story talking about, you know, rival countries. Or I don't know if this is necessarily a rival, but there is an Asian woman who won a gold medal in swimming for Canada. And she lived in Canada because of the one child law or whatever the birth restrictions are. That she had to be put She had to be put up for adoption, and she was adopted, moved to Canada,
okay,
and then won a gold medal against what would have been her home country.
Against
China?
Yeah.
China.
Are you not keeping – it's not that difficult of a story, Matt.
They get rid of that rule.
I didn't know if Chris was talking about China or Japan.
No, Japan – China is the one that had the one child rule.
He said China.
I said Asia.
Oh.
I thought you said China, though.
Initially said Asia. I initially said Asia.
You said China, though.
I initially said Asia. And at the end, I said she beat somebody from China.
It doesn't matter. I have
for the gold.
Power. The guy with the Ewoks, you put him in charge of this.
Although I think I did say China in the beginning. I think Jack is actually correct.
You did say China. That's how I knew it was fucking China.
Fuck this show.
That's how I knew it was China.
I'm working on the goddamn names. Okay? Well,
Jack was right.
Yeah, usually am. So I tell my wife, I go,
I don't like being in the bottom right. Can you fix that, please?
Yeah, I like being over.
Sorry.
I can't. This is not right.
Just end it, Joanne. That's got
it. It's weird.
Ring to it, isn't it?
Is that your only job now is just to come up with the fucking names?
Yeah. I've been letting him.
He knows how he's been kind of quiet this episode. He hasn't brought anything to the table.
Is it Japan? China? What are you talking about?
It's one of those out there, yeah.
Got nothing really to fucking talk about.
So anyway, I finished Kim's Convenience.
Oh, what country are they from, Jack?
Yeah.
They're from Korea.
Which one?
The good one.
Which one's the good one?
Wow.
That's what they say. Wow. They say it in an episode. They're from the good one. They're from South Korea. I see what you mean, Matt, by the ending. It was like,
Yeah, it kind of leaves you. It's really...
I'm sorry, out of context. I didn't know what the fuck Mike was saying in the chat there for a second, but I now get it. He says Chris prefers Marsha and Brady's box. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
I thought you were talking
Marcia's Brady's box.
No, he's talking about the locations of where we are on the screen. But I didn't realize what he meant, and I was like, you sick fuck.
Because he says,
makes sense. Here's a story.
Brady. That's where Peter can't look at his dad.
Put me back. Thank you. No.
I am going to mess the Kim family. I'm going to mess everybody involved. But it was not a stress. It wasn't like they weren't going for a big ending, right?
It
so it's done. The show's done.
The show is done, and it leaves you unsatisfied in a couple ways. In the fact that, like, it kind of ends. Some stories end a little bit abruptly, where you're like, "Wait, what?" And knowing what stories will go on, you're kind of like, "Well, fuck that shit!" Yeah. Like you're kind of like, "Really?" Like,
and what happened to Jared's girlfriend? Did I miss that episode?
Maybe you did, because I don't remember.
I just love that Kim's Convenience has made like a 7-episode arc on Ramblecast based upon my recommendation, and I've only seen one episode I recommend.
No, are you trying to take credit for this?
You're trying to take credit.
Yes, I am.
Like you did for Ted Lasso.
Because I told you.
Okay, I will talk for a moment. Now, first of all, my wife introduced me to Kim's Convenience, and I only watched it because of her. Oh. Now, we did start talking about it, and I did go to it, but my wife is the one that introduced me to it.
Okay. Well, thank your wife, because I enjoyed it.
I told you about Ted Lasso, Jack.
I don't recall.
What? He was the first one to talk
about it. Have you watched the first episode of season 2?
I have watched the first episode.
Didn't it feel so good to get back to that show?
It was great, except unless you like dogs. Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
No, I'm waiting.
It does.
I'm waiting for a couple episodes. And then
not going to spoil anything for you, Matt. Promise. But like it picks up right where it left off. Really,
nice.
The feel is the same, and it's good to be back into that little realm.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's just such a fun show. Like Chris did say in the beginning, and I give Chris crap, but he did recommend it. So
hey, there you go.
Yeah, I've been drinking.
So. Now we can end the show appropriately. Did you say I've been drinking?
I've been drinking, so I can be nice.
Oh, is that why you put 50 inches? I call bullshit.
What Chris said. I have a 50-inch.
50 is, Jack.
I got it now.
We talked about
none of us made the connection.
We were both talking about it when they were going on about their stupid TV.
Class. Oh, yeah, that is true. That was kind of annoying.
TVs.
Chris recommends a lot of stuff, and half of it you have to kind of go.
I can't remember what other.
Hey,
TV
my
I
recommendations
got,
are solid. And when have I let you down?
Did you recommend Dune?
No, that would be Matt.
Okay.
Yeah. Love this Dune.
Didn't you guys see that Tom Brady video of him throwing the football
into
the launcher?
And people thought it was real.
That is it not?
It's no. real.
That's
it's
not, badass.
It's real. That's it real.
It's fake.
It's real.
It's been proven it's fake.
Is it
it's
really?
Like it's for a commercial. You can't throw a football into something that's spinning the wrong way and have it go through.
I bet you Tom could.
No, he couldn't.
Tom can do anything.
It's fake.
Is Tom Brady video
I saw
real
was fake.
Of his ass?
Is Tom real. Brady's viral Oops, video sorry. Real or fake?
Stay tuned while we find out. I'm kind of in this nether Definitely region of not watching
how
these
you,
shows.
You're in the nether regions?
I thought it was, I go, well, that has to be fake.
It's well done. It's well made.
I said, but that's how is that
is it fake? It is fake?
It's fake.
Well, apparently.
I'm waiting for Chris's ruling on this.
I from what I just read, it did not confirm that it was fake, but it did refer to Tom Brady's media company that helps him with visual effects.
I mean, it's a cool video, but
it's very well made.
It's almost like the deflated balls and all that different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that anyway. Miami Mike brings up a good point. We should all recommend The Princess Bride to Jack,
who still has not watched it.
I have watched it.
Anybody want a peanut?
I'm rewatching The Sopranos.
All right.
I started season 2.
Just saying it fades to black. Just so you know.
Don't bump bump don't bump don't.
You really did watch it.
Put him in the I have not watched The Sopranos since it ended.
Gun.
Yeah, and
you need
grab
to watch,
yourself a gun.
You need to watch Breaking Bad now that
Yeah, did you guys see where he collapsed on? Yeah,
but his wife.
I heard about that.
Someone said someone related to him said it, he's going to be okay.
His son tweeted out that he's going to be. So this little mind meld here. We're referring to Bob Odenkirk. So Bob Odenkirk went to the hospital yesterday.
It's like he's everybody's friend.
Heart related issue. While on the scene, filming a scene on. Better Call Saul.
Okay.
So sounds like he sure did have a heart attack.
Damn. Well, the worst part is that it comes out on the social network, and for 24 hours, you know, I guess we're entitled to know. But once it's out there, you're like going, okay, is he all right?
Yeah, it's all right. Wow. Oh, one last recommendation,
and I need to catch up on Better Call Saul.
So just a almost near the end of the season update. I know I talked about a few weeks back, talking about Lois and Clark or Lois and Superman or whatever that show is, the new one on CW. It's still really good. So I highly recommend it. It's a very, very good show about Superman and Lois living in Smallville with their two sons.
What are you doing, Matt?
Two sons. People still have those, rulers.
I have
it's
my dad's.
It's art, man.
I've got my dad's. He had one, and he used it for everything.
Oh my gosh! This was my favorite toy growing up as a child. Yeah, this is what we had for phone instead of phones. My dad left me with this ruler.
My dad had a switchblade that I have.
You what?
My dad had a switchblade,
and that's what he left you with when he was stay in the car.
Did you guys know that switchblades?
I'll tell you why afterwards.
The switchblades in the 80s, you know, they made illegal that would go like back in. Yeah. You know, like those are legal now. Again, I did not know that in a lot of states.
Yeah, but you bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like I never grew up. You always get the ones that come out from the side from the 50s. But
I got a question, yeah. Nick. Are there rules in a knife fight?
There are no rules in a knife fight.
Rules.
I think a reciprocating knife would be even scarier. You know, it's like vibrating. You know, like as it, like almost like a vibro axe.
It's called a dildo. Sawzall or a reciprocating saw.
That's what I mean. As soon as he says vibrating coming at me, I'm like, oh my god, is it like a dildo?
Because he did kind of go vibrating.
Yeah,
like, and then his hand went off camera.
The shake weight. You go on YouTube and see those videos where people talk about it. It's like 8 inches coming right at you.
Yeah. South Park did a whole episode just about those, about how like it was getting women in shape, you know, and like once they were done with the workout, like it would like splash them with like a cooling gel, and they're like, ah, thank you. speaking of South Park, I don't know if you guys saw the episodes. It's really old, but there's a whole birthday episode dedicated to a Mexican restaurant down in Denver called Casa Bonita.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there used to be a chain, but there's only one left that's in Denver, and it went out of business because of COVID, because it's really shitty food. It's just a cool atmosphere. But the Trey and I forget the other guy's name, but the South Park guys, Trey and Matt are
that's a forgettable name.
Yeah, it's totally forgettable.
I forgot it too.
They're actually going to buy Casa Bonita and keep it alive. So
tell me you're a Tennessean living in Colorado without telling me you're a Tennessean living in Colorado. Is that you love to eat at Casa Bonita?
I
want to go to Casa Bonita.
I don't get it. I don't get it. What's funny?
It's Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita.
You have to eat
Casa.
I love it.
They don't
so
pitch
great.
You on the way. I,
don't worry. They
on
made
the way
fun
back
of me
when
my
you have the payroll.
So.
I used to
Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita.
That keeps on giving
were
4 hours after you eat dinner.
Casa.
Were you in Butch Cassidy's kid? You're the guy on your Strother Martin, right? Strother Martin.
You got Jack's over there having his own here. Conversation.
I'm really having is. A conversation with Matt. Matt.
So anyway, I know I've told this story before. Like the Spanish club at the University of Tennessee always would meet every Friday at a certain bar. And I would go in there just to fuck with them all the time, just speak in a southern accent. They would detest you if you spoke Spanish in a southern accent. Just, you know. Donde es la, like, uno bano. Like,
como style stay.
Hey,
Mike
hey.
Says, I'd like to order some tortillas.
Tortillas? I got some tortillas with some extra cheese or the queso.
Oh, no.
Queso.
Tres.
I want
queso. Cuatro.
Got any ranch? Got any ranch?
Su casa, mi casa.
Right. Su casa.
I might have to come up with another name for the end here.
Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
Nice. Well played, Nick. Well played.
I can't fight anymore tonight.
Oh, my God.
Anywho. But yeah, right. Emails. Have we any emails?
Oh, yeah, we did get an email. It doesn't really have a point, but yeah, it is an email.
So this comes in from a little kid named Randy. He's about 12 years old. He says, sign, everywhere a sign.
Hey, guys.
During my recent travels,
I saw the following. One, a sign outside a BBQ joint. Quote, we like pig butts, and we cannot lie.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Two, name of a Chinese restaurant near Bar Harbor. Chow Mein.
Oh, those are good, Randy. I got it. I like that they're not jokes. They're observations. You're nice. Taking it up. You're like a regular Jerry Seinfeld.
I like
here.
Pig butts, and I cannot lie.
That's actually very clever.
Right. And that sticks with you.
Wasn't that a dark? What was that show called?
Dark Mirror.
Dark Mirror. That was a Dark Mirror episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the pig.
That was the theme of the first episode.
It's the very first episode.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about this actual song.
I'd actually let people die.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, and that juicy video.
Can't you just go back to writing your names?
No, I've been in the corner all night. This is my show now. I'm gonna get on the phone.
Did you win a trophy? That just looks like a participation trophy. There,
it does, doesn't it?
Well, it probably is.
All right,
you got your teddy bears there,
and so. I got my teddy bears joining me. These were on the air for the Owen and Brews last night. Check out Owen and Brews Barbecue if you watch The Bad Batch. If you don't,
which is probably 99% of you.
But we did talk about some things at the end. I can't remember. We talked about some other things.
Well, there used to be three hosts of Owen and Brews, and then
was.
The other one wised up. You know, there was only one Titanic, and it went down, and people said, you know, they jumped off.
We got a couple listeners, man.
John, the UPS guy, says, why does a piano just appear when Jack drinks?
What? Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I was doing it earlier. I was like,
it's a visual joke for anybody that's not watching. That's
funny.
Very strange.
Why do you have a green screen?
I don't.
How?
Yeah, you have your green screen activated.
Something. Yeah.
Oh, that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I never shut it off. Okay.
Never, but you took down your green screen. I'm still rocking the green screen.
It's in my closet. I want to get one of those things. I want to get because it's a long story.
Okay, no problem.
I'm a clothespins.
No more long stories for Jack tonight. So
all right. So we have some people to thank, though, Matt. Do we not?
We do. And if you want to help us out, go over to jandjack.com. Become a patron member at any level. We appreciate what you do for us. I'm not reading that, Mike. Thanks for joining us live. Thanks for everybody that joined us live tonight. Randy, as always, John,
even
the UPS guy.
John.
I think
Kim,
the episode's too short. I've not finished my beer yet. That doesn't happen very often.
I know.
Well,
since you're on your second beer, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind doing a bonus episode. You know, I can still talk more, but
you want to end this one. You know that we're not going to get Chris. Once we lose Chris, we lose Chris.
I know.
Chris is gone. It's like, it's like, hey. And what recommendations will we get to watch next?
I know. Yeah. We won't know what to do with ourselves. It'll just, like, devolve into madness. Okay. Anyway, we're calling it for tonight. Time of death.
He's already booking
right
flights for Colorado.
With my fucking AARP discount, baby. Let's go!
You really get discounts on flights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and at any CASA restaurant.
Oh, shit. I really should have
done that. I'm going to retirement, Carissa. That's where I'm going to.
Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah. Send us an email. And, yeah, rate and review us on iTunes. We'd appreciate it. So
I didn't know Kim was here, and she's saying goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Well, I assume that she was episode, listening. Yeah. So, but,
hey, how are the Giants Dodgers? What's the Giants
Dodgers? And, of course, nobody gives a shit. Okay.
I love
the moment. The moment of the podcast where Matt just fucking snaps and starts spewing his fucking hatred towards Jack because it's actually a moment of art. Go ahead, Matt.
You've waited this long for this moment where it's wait.
Nobody fucking cares, Jack.
Nobody cares about the fucking game, Jack. We're trying to end this goddamn thing. Start talking to the people in the chat.
Oh, just God forbid I talk to the people in the chat that are here.
Matt,
you sit here for an hour and 20 minutes not saying anything. We're supposed to.
I was busy fucking drawing. Okay?
So Matt holds it together for the first 4 hours of the episode, and then for the last five minutes, just unleashes.
Sometimes I just listen and I absorb.
Is that your tattoo? Kind of,
yeah, you drew it.
So, oh, it's not real yet,
dude. Sorry. Pull the fucking trigger.
I love being able to draw.
Fuck you, John.
This tattoo because it it's ever changing. It's ever evolving. Like I'm always like every week or so I go.
So
back.
So you're saying you have a fear of commitment?
Did you get a haircut, Matt?
Yeah, it's a little.
You got them all cut.
He did. He's got some short hair.
Well, this is as short as it goes, and then
you should if you're gonna cut it, that you should that stuff you're trying to hang on to the front there should just cut it.
You're just jealous, man.
If I had hair, it'd be a better haircut than that.
Okay, well, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. We're not in person, so.
Hey, but I gotta look at you.
He's got the Snowden cut going though. Looks pretty good.
He does look like Snowden though.
I didn't really actually comb my hair today, and what you're seeing is like post.
That looks good right there.
Okay, this is how
it's got a little wave to it.
Okay, that looks better.
Did you got highlights in it?
All right, show, man.
I didn't even get to my home construction stuff that I'm doing.
Go ahead, man.
Do it up.
Okay, well, we have the stink pipe in our house, right? You know?
The stink pipe?
The stink pipe.
Was it like a group shit?
Are you saying stink or stink?
Everyone, you got a shit here in this pipe.
So you just hover over a pipe and you shit in it? No, like, what's going on here?
That's it. I'm just going
to end. Dude, he's 7 seconds into the story that he wanted to share. We're already fucking stinking up the place.
No, we're not. He brought up the stink.
Okay, look, so there's a pipe that, like, basically everything goes into, right? Like, your drain comes out, mostly.
I know my stink pipe, mostly it goes out.
The shitter, like, all of that stuff goes into this one pipe. It's the sewage pipe for the house, right? Correct? Well,
this is the thing that broke in my other house in the yard. And I had to go into a rainfall of poop in my basement. The stink pipe backed up.
It almost killed you.
So,
but I've never once called this stink pipe.
Okay, so this pipe goes all the way up through the house, basically, and through the roof. And basically, that's where the vapors
go. It goes up?
Yeah, it goes all the way through the house.
Okay. All right, okay.
Okay, so it goes from the floor, in the basement here, all the way.
It's the gas exhaust.
Yes, exactly. Gas exhaust. Yeah. But if
could use that broken, when Jay was here.
But if it's broken, it is smelly, right? Because you're smelling some of those gases.
Your shit.
Right? Exactly. So a while back, when I was working on the attic last summer and we finally got it to a like, okay, everything's done with the attic. We're done. And it was just at the end of or at the beginning of September when it's still a little bit hot out.
Yeah.
We noticed this odor and I was like, oh shit. Like, I hope I didn't knock something. I was hoping that I didn't knock something on the pipe when I was like screwing in stuff or doing something to it. So, and then fall came and winter came and we never smelled it again, right? But when it's hot enough, it definitely there's almost like a condensation vapor where it doesn't
Is
go
it
out.
Rain and poop in your house?
No, it doesn't rain poop. No, because this is above.
Hallelujah, it's rain and shit.
This is Okay, so it's the pipe that goes up, right? And so it's made out of cast iron. This thing is like older than dirt, right? And there's sections of it that has been replaced with PVC piping, right?
Which is better.
But there are other sections that are still the cast iron, okay? And in the cast iron, what happens is where you have this joint that happens, there's like a little, it's kind of like a little rim right there. And underneath the bottom is where it tends to kind of rust through. And then from there, that
preparation age. Gotcha.
Well, the cast iron like rusts from the inside out.
Yeah.
Kind of underneath these like little ledges where you have a pipe going into another pipe. So it's kind of on the other underside of it.
You have a pipe going into the stink pipe.
Well, the pipe's just straight up and down.
You got to glide it in. Like, you know, right, you can't just punch it. You know, you got to glide it in.
No, it's like so it, again, like part of this is like just old cast iron kind of piping. So
is that what they call it?
Well, they it came in sections. So and it goes through the house. So there's like a first floor, a second floor, and then or basement. All right, here. So this is kind of like how the pipes go together, right? Mm. And these
wait, what's
like
the line little, for?
You should draw some legs.
This is like basically
like a perfect. It's a perfect drawing.
This is basically like the floor.
Is that the shake weight?
This is like the floor. This is the roof up here.
John.
This would be like the basement.
Roll credits. This is
the attic. So, and then we got this hole that happened. You know, right?
That helps. That's where the preparation age comes in. Yeah, it's like,
and
you know,
so
you don't want those. You don't want those little bulbs.
There's actually, it's right next to this other piece of wood right next to it. it's kind of a hard place to get into because it's it's in the closet. And I had to cut away I had to cut away all of this wood. The wood lathe to get to this.
Making this shit up.
No,
I
had to cut away all of this wood lathe.
Did you have to lay any pipe? Did you lay any pipe in there?
No.
You know, when Matt's down there in the basement and he's sitting there with this fucking tool belt, because you know he wore his tool belt, right?
Only the tool belt.
And he's sitting there, he's looking at this piece, like, I'm going to fucking get this pipe, right? So I'm going to get, and I can't wait to tell this fucking story on the Ramblecast. This is going to be great.
Is a stink pipe is a new jeans for this show?
All right.
It's not even called stink pipe, but I'm going to call it stink pipe because it's a stink pipe.
It's just what we refer
it's
to.
A stink pipe isn't the new wet jeans or goat.
And you don't want that smell in your house. It's just maybe it's a colloquial term.
That's the name of this episode, though. Stink pipe. Come
no,
on.
It's Matt Stink pipe.
Yeah, no, it can't be Matt.
Yeah, it's gonna be Matt Stink pipe. That's what the episode title is. Yeah.
They're gonna wait to get to this and just be.
I wrote that down minutes ago. Matt Stink pipe. Yeah.
He had to get through the wood. Stink pipe.
No, it's in the closet. And it kept. Okay, so I'm never going to get anywhere with this. Roll credits, you're right. I'd like to thank
TV
okay. for making you gotta finish the story.
Wait, what else is there to
Matt,
say? I'm gonna.
I don't know. You tell us. I want to know the ending.
Did you fix the stink pipe?
I did not. It's going
to. Does your house still stink?
Fucking story.
No, I taped it up. I taped up the stink pipe. Just for a little
bit. It's too tempting. I had to tape it up.
Well, okay, that way it doesn't stink. But, I mean, you'd always smell
he's
it.
He's got to wrap up.
Mike says, once this show's over, I'm going to ask my girlfriend to show me her stink pipe. I don't know.
That's got to be a porn movie name, right? It's
got to be. I didn't realize that this... I didn't realize that this was going to be such a thing. Okay.
How did you not know?
I was too busy writing down the names. I didn't really think of this. I was just working on different things. Okay. Roll credits. Here we go.
I'd like to thank.
I don't know how. Hold on, put that down for a second. Like, yeah. You have a fucking superpower, and your superpower is taking these otherwise innocent scenarios, and somehow, either inadvertently or planned. Either way, I commend you. Like, even if this was predetermined and like pre-planned or not, I still commend you. Like, this, I don't know how the fuck you do it. I week over week.
I don't know either.
You're the master, man.
This is why you are the best master producer. At closets. Yeah.
You should get a podcast award for best produced podcast.
Podcast award goes to this guy right here.
Thanks. Just for these lame ass stories that come in at the end. I really. It's getting replaced. It's getting replaced on Friday. That's all you need to know. I'm having actually a friend.
He always comes out the end, though. He doesn't.
A friend's actually coming over. So it's a good friend. He's good at climbing, and so here's the thing.
So, the friend's going to come help you with the stink pipe.
Well, just to kind of clarify, there's a, like I have to cut an opening in the attic, and it's like kind of a small opening.
Remember, we all stink.
He's going to need that in order to gain access. So
So.
So that's what we're calling it now.
Fucking superpower, dude. Okay. So, although many people make the show possible, there are a few of them that we specifically want to call out and say
thank you. Can we thank the people in chat today have been on fire?
Yeah, chat's been pretty dope, too. We'll get to them in a second. But right now, we're going to talk about those folks from those special folks from the Patreon group. What are we calling them? Anyways, moving on. TV Tax, Richter Red Rocks, Eckhart, Colorado. Oh, that's all one. Lego. See, this is again. This is the point where he fucking goes like hard for his couple, and then he realizes he's running out of paper, and someone ultimately gets fucked. So, Lego Edo. Maggie Stock.
Ooh,
nice one. A little joint. All right. Just End It, Joanne. Yeah.
Nice.
Well done. Well done. And the chat has been on fire tonight. So Randy, Mike, John, who else? Kim was here for a hot second. She said one thing.
Hey, Nick, were you going to play a song to like close out the show?
Matt talking about the Woodstock 99. Yeah, I want to see those. I want to see those pictures. It'd be a lot very cool to see those.
I'll make sure that I have them for next
Sherry
week.
Sherry wasn't here.
I did not see Sherry.
Sherry wasn't here. Wow.
This guy this dude's StreamYard. He's here every week. So good props to him. His little duck icon.
All right, curious away, Nick.
That was a joke.
Just be really quiet.
I got it.
Stink pipe. Stink pipe. Stink pipe. There's a hole in my stink pipe. Hole in my stink pipe. Had to tape it up. My whole house stinks. There's a hole in my stink pipe. A hole in my stink pipe. Is that what it's called? Stink pipe? My stink pipe.